The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. This week's program, Mr. District Attorney, The Case of the 15-Year-Old Trial, originally aired August 31st, 1952.
Mr. District Attorney, starring David Bryan. Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens.
Now, here is our star, David Bryan, as Paul Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
A district attorney and a criminal have only one thing in common. They both know the value of time. Each hour between the commission of a crime and the discovery of a crime means an hour more of freedom for the criminal. An hour more for the trail to grow cold. And sometimes the hours lengthen into years, as they did in this case. The time is 15 years ago.
Martha? Martha!
You want me, Dr. Ralph?
Where's your husband?
Well, he just went up to bed.
Call him. I want to see him.
Joe?
Yeah?
Come on down a minute. Doctor wants to see you.
Be right there.
Something's wrong, Doctor. What is it?
Martha, I want your husband out of this house tonight.
Why?
Here's why. I've just been going over my bank statements. Two checks with my name forged on them.
What makes you...
I know all about him, Martha. Those 2 years he was away in Oklahoma, he wasn't in the army. He was in prison.
All right, Doc, so I was in prison. Is that any skin off your nose?
I got a good mind to call the police about you. Maybe one lesson wasn't enough.
You got me so scared my knees are shaking.
Joe.
I'm sorry for your sake, Martha. You see what he is. I'm calling the police.
Sure, Doc, and I'm just going to stand here and hold still for...
Give me those iron sheets!
Look out, the instrument cabinet!
Oh. You old fool! You lousy bucks, I'll show you.
Joe, don't!
How's this for surgery?
You stabbed him. Killed him, Joe. I'll send you to the electric chair.
Shut up! They won't send me any place. Because nobody's gonna know, not ever. If I could write his name good enough to fool a bank, I can do it good enough to fool anybody. Stop falling and grab his feet.
What are you going to do, Joe?
Gonna take him out someplace and bury him. He was always talking about retiring. Well, now he's retired.
The city grows a lot in 15 years. There are more people, new skyscrapers and schools and apartment buildings. The suburbs stretch out, and the vacant lots give way to rows of neat new houses.
You'll have to walk the rest of the way, Chief.
Where?
Over by those pipes. ditch they were digging for the sewer main. Workmen hit the box while they were excavating.
Box looks like a coffin.
Mm-hmm. More like a crate of some kind. Almost fell apart when they dug it up. You'll see. It's right behind that pile of dirt.
Who's that on guard?
Malone, 53rd Precinct. This is his beat.
Well, why don't you give him a break?
Yeah.
Take five, Malone. Get yourself some chow.
Yep, there it is. Watch the mud here.
Yeah. You've been a long time, Harrington.
Yeah, maybe too long, Chief. Chances are we'll never even find out who he was, unless who killed him, if he was killed.
It's a homicide, all right.
You get the medical examiner's report already?
No, but look at this.
Yeah, broken scalpel blade.
He wouldn't have been buried with that, unless it happened to be in his body.
Sure, that figures.
With what?
The medical examiner said there were two vertebrae chips in the spine. Might have been made by the scalpel if he was stabbed. That didn't mean he was stabbed in the back.
Is that all the examiner noticed?
That's all I heard him mention.
Nothing to help us with the identification. No dental work.
No, not even a filling. Teeth must have been present.
Now, what about the box?
It'll be taken into the crime lab. Badly rotted, though.
Yes. It must have been pretty solid and expensive freight when it was new. Probably used for shipping a piece of machinery. We can find out what kind of machinery. Might tell us where the crate came from.
Maybe. We already know one thing it was used for. Coffin.
Yes, but that isn't what it was made for.
And there comes the pickup wagon now. Whoever buried this, I guess they never expected it to be found, eh, Chief?
I guess not, Harrington. Let's hope we're going to have one more surprise for them.
Huh?
They never expected to be caught, either.
He's out of focus, Mueller. Turn it a little. Good. That's got it. Now let's have the other slide. Line him up slowly. Hold it. Now that's it, all right. Trace elements match perfectly. Type up the report and I'll sign it.
Hello, Sam.
Oh, hello, Harrington. Mr. Garrett. Go ahead, Mueller.
What's that?
Matching broken headlight glass. Hit and run case. I suppose you're on my neck about that box again.
Well, it's been 5 days, Sam.
I know. The box was hard to restore, but this morning I think I got something.
What?
I'll know for sure in a few minutes. As soon as we get an answer to a teletype I put out.
What do you think was in that box originally?
Well, that's what I'm hoping to find out. It was a stumper, but from the size, shape, construction, and kind of wood used, everything points to an X-ray machine.
X-ray?
Yeah. That fit anything?
Very strongly. The medical examiner says the murder weapon was a doctor's scalpel found in the box.
Let's go into the teletype room, see if they've got anything yet.
Who did you request information from?
Police chiefs in a few cities where X-ray equipment is manufactured. It's a long shot, but we were able to restore part of a number stenciled on the crate. Ink soaked in pretty deep. It showed up under ultraviolet after we treated it.
Think it might have been an invoice or a shipping number?
We can hope so. It was a code letter, too. We couldn't quite make it out. Maybe the numbers were enough. Well, here we are. Anything on that crate yet, Kling? I can't hear you.
He's pointing to that clipboard on the wall.
Thanks. This is it, all right, Mr. Garrett.
Only shipment to your city bearing code number you supplied was for a machine sent for pay to Dr. William W. Rowe, 949 Willow Drive.
That help, Mr. Garrett?
It might. Plenty. Let's see the rest of that, Harrington.
Yeah?
Machine number X42L773. Service and parts department records show ownership transferred to Dr. Arnold Marks, Philadelphia. Almost 15 years ago.
Looks like this Dr. Rowe is our man, Chief.
Yes, if we can find him.
We can try the address. Might still be there.
I don't think so. A doctor doesn't buy an expensive x-ray machine and sell it in less than 3 months unless he's making a sudden move. You'd better get out there, though, Harrington. Check the neighborhood. I want a complete report in my office tomorrow morning.
Is that you, Joe?
Yeah. Come in here quick.
Is there something else in the papers?
No, nothing since that thing last week about them finding a body, but...
What is it?
Somebody was around the neighborhood all day yesterday asking questions.
About Dr. Rowe?
Yeah.
Who could it be?
That's a pretty dumb question, isn't it? Cops, who else could it be?
Then they must have identified the body, Joe.
Oh, how could they? 15 years?
They must know something or they wouldn't be coming around. Joe, we better get out of here.
That's all we have to do, run. We're going to sit tight. They can suspect all they want, but if they want to prove anything, they got a long way to go.
What are you looking for?
A gun. Where'd I put it?
Joe, no, please.
Right, go on.
What good's a gun going to do you? It can only get you more trouble, more killing.
Listen to me. You shut up and listen to me. I'm going to brazen this thing out, and so are you, as far as we can. Took a lot of thinking and planning and work to get us this place and everything we got. I ain't going to run off and leave it until I have to. But if I do have to, I'm going to make sure I can handle anybody who tries to stand in my way.
In the bottom drawer, under the tablecloth.
A box of bullets down in the basement. Get them. Bring some oil in the cleaning rack. Did you hear me? Arthur. If they come here, baby, you better watch your nerves. Because if you break, if you give me away, I'm going to have to use this. And I may use it on you first. You understand?
Yeah. I understand.
Well, this report just about does it, Harrington.
Yeah, I thought so too, Chief. The medical examiner estimates the victim has been dead for 15 years. Dr. Rowe pulled stakes and moved out 15 years ago. He must have been running all right.
Sold his house and furnishings to his housekeeper and her husband, eh? Did you see them?
Well, I thought you'd want to talk to him yourself. The mail carrier on the route said they used to get letters from the doctor once in a while after he disappeared.
I wish we knew who the victim was. Funny that Dr. Rowe could kill a man and get away so clean. No missing persons report filed about the same time. Somebody who might have been the victim.
No, not a thing. A wanted bulletin? Not that it's going to do much good.
Why not?
Figure it out, Chief. The doc was about 60 years old. If he isn't dead by now...
He'll be 75. Miss Miller.
Yes, sir?
Take the statistics on Dr. Rowe from this report of Harrington's. Have the police put out an all-points bulletin for his arrest.
How shall I list the charge?
Murder. Victim, John Doe. Identity unknown.
They always ask when and where the suspect was last seen.
Yes, I know. And this time, they're going to love the answer. Last seen in this city, 15 years ago. This is David Bryan. Before we continue with Mr. District Attorney, here's an important message I'd like you to hear.